Friday morning here at the Maria and Chad Show. Always love to go to Hollywood, well, at least via telephone, and talk to our movie reviewer, brought to you by your Valley Honda dealers. Live from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Cecily Knobler.
Woo! Our movie princess.
Yay! Yes.
That's me trying to do a crowd. That was supposed to be a crowd.
Well, there's only three of us here in the studio. What do you want?
I was trying to make it sound like a lot. So this week's wide releases could not be more different. We're not going to go back into the Isle of Dogs, Wes Anderson, but it's like someone said, what's the opposite of that? And a producer was like, could we just film a tornado or something?
Oh, I like Twister. That was a good movie.
Yeah, well, there's Twister. Or just maybe just like just a couple pebbles rolling down a hill. How about The Rock? We'll do The Rock.
Oh, I see what you're going for here.
Yeah, so Rampage starring The Rock. What do you think he plays?
He plays a big, strong guy that saves the day.
That's a very good guess. That would be typecasting, as they say. He plays a scientist, not typecasting.
Yeah. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Am I hearing you correctly? I can't see The Rock as a scientist.
Well, all you have to do is put some like cool glasses on him, some little geeky science glasses.
I was going to say, that's totally typecasting. He's hot. He's muscular. What makes you think he can't be a geeky scientist?
Because he's like Bill Nye the Science Guy. He's exactly the same.
That's like making Hulk Hogan a scientist. It's just not going to work.
What was the movie where the actress herself couldn't say the word physicist? She dated Charlie Sheen.
Denise Richards?
Yes.
Oh, the Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough.
Yeah, I remember she was like, I'm a physicist. Are you a physicist? Because you know what a physicist is. Okay, so Rampage.
Yes.
So it's a scientist trying to find a cure for turning gorillas and other animals into monsters. I'm kind of in there. It's based on a video game, so it does not take itself too seriously, and I enjoyed that. It's just a loud, stupid popcorn movie, and that's exactly what it's supposed to be, so there you go.
But before you review this and give us your score, I want you to know this is one of my favorite video games when I was a kid.
I didn't even know it was a video game. I missed this one somehow.
There was a pizza place in my hometown, and I was always playing it like while they're preparing the pizza.
What was your high score?
Oh, I don't know. 53,000. I don't even know. But it would kill a lot of time. That, and there was a game called Mappy. But I'm sorry, I got off on a tangent.
Mappy. No, I enjoy this tangent. Let's grade those things instead.
Is it that bad?
I will just say my advice, not necessarily, but I would say if you're thinking about moving to Los Angeles because you wrote a gentle screenplay about your family, don't do it, because all they want to make is Rampage. That's it. Let me just save you a lot of years. Really, this is what, unless you want to put a dragon in your script or like a wolf, it's not going to work out.
It's hard for you to be a reviewer in Hollywood right now because all the stuff that's successful is not interesting to you.
Well, that's sometimes true, but not necessarily. Like, I actually really liked A Quiet Place, which came out last week and did huge numbers at the box office and was critically acclaimed. I think it just kind of walks the line. And I'm not above a big popcorn movie, so you'll be surprised. I'm going to say, hey, if you know what you're getting into, if you love the video game, you love The Rock, and you don't care if it makes sense at all, which a lot of people, if you just want to kind of turn your brain off completely and just eat some popcorn, then you should go. I'm going to give it 10 out of 15 earplugs.
Oh.
Like, that's how, I don't know how else to grade it, but, you know, and I did tear up a couple times with the gorilla and stuff.
Well, how was the gorillas acting?
Pretty good. Yeah. A little better than The Rock's. And so was the wolf, to be honest.
Well, was the gorilla typecast, though?
Well, the gorilla was played by Brad Pitt, which is what's so weird. Brad Pitt played the wolf, actually, and Clooney played the gorilla. It was a lot of A-list acting.
I like it.
I will leave it there. That's really all we have. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.